WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Parts of Virginia suffer damage from the thunderstorms that rolled through on Sunday night. Just as the TomTom Founders Fest begins to wind down, last weekend a statue of Thomas Jefferson is vandalized on the UVA campus. And Senator Tim Kaine says he will vote against Trump's pick for Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, April 16th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Parts of Virginia report damage from last night's storms, and one city has declared a local state of emergency. Danville City Manager Ken Larking declared a local state of emergency on Sunday evening. The Danville Register and Bee reports that a home was destroyed when two large trees crashed through it, but no one was home at the time. Another home nearby also fell victim to a fallen tree. And Amherst County Administrator Dean Rogers says about 20 homes were destroyed and multiple people were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A University of Virginia statue of Thomas Jefferson was vandalized with the words racist and rapist as the university commemorates the 275th anniversary of its founder's birth. The Washington Post reports that the words were spray-painted on the base of the statue on the university's lawn and discovered Friday on Founders Day. University spokesman Anthony DeBrun said, quote, "Acts of vandalism do not contribute to meaningful discussion as the university reckons with the complexities of the slave-owning founding father's legacy." Statues of Jefferson on campus have been flashpoints in recent months. During last August's deadly white supremacist rally, community members surrounded a statue to protect it as torch-bearing white supremacists circled them. The next month, community members shrouded a statue in black with signs labeling Jefferson a racist and rapist. Federal authorities have charged a California man with threatening a Virginia congressman in Facebook posts. Authorities say 28-year-old Yoon Soo Lee of Cypress, California, was arrested Thursday in California and charged with threatening Republican Representative Tom Garrett. Garrett represents Virginia's 5th District in Congress that runs from Southside Virginia and up through Charlottesville to Northern Virginia. According to an affidavit, Lee admitted sending threatening messages when he was interviewed by an investigator last year, saying he was frustrated with Garrett's political views. According to the affidavit, Lee called Garrett several derogatory names and told him that he wished him, quote, a truly painful, bloody, gory, and agonizing death. Lee is scheduled to appear in court in Virginia on April 23rd. It was not immediately clear whether he has a lawyer. A committee of Virginia lawmakers has advanced a budget plan expanding Medicaid, but tightening part of a work requirement plan House lawmakers approved earlier this year. The House Appropriations Committee approved two bills on bipartisan votes on Friday, sending them to the full chamber. Lawmakers are taking another stab at passing a budget after attempts during the regular session ended in a stalemate over disagreement about Medicaid expansion. A final deal could be weeks away. Also, a panel of Virginia regulators wants to hear from the public about whether they believe the water quality approvals granted for two natural gas pipelines are adequate to protect the state's waterways. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports the State Water Control Board on Thursday approved a 30-day period to solicit comment on the approvals granted by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for the Mountain Valley and Atlantic Coast pipelines. Critics have argued the Corps' review process was overly broad and that the Department of Environmental Quality should have done a stream-by-stream study. A Water Control Board spokesperson said the department would issue details on the hearings soon. Finally, Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine has been harshly critical of President Trump's military strike on Syria without the consent of Congress, and he says he will vote against the president's nomination of CIA Director Mike Pompeo as Secretary of State. Charles Fishburne with our partner station WCVE reports.
Senator Tim Kaine says President Trump doesn't believe in diplomacy.
And I worry that Mike Pompeo has shown the same tendency to oppose diplomacy.
Senator Kaine is a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which will hear from Pompeo this week.
We're going to have a floor vote, and I'm telling you what my vote is. I don't want a Secretary of State who is going to exacerbate President Trump's tendencies to oppose diplomacy. You've seen President Trump try to underfund the State Department and USAID, not appoint key ambassadors, tweet out insults about foreign leaders, back the United States out of international agreements. We do not need a Secretary of State who's going to exaggerate those tendencies.
Senator Tim Kaine on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Monday.